USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. economy creates more than 250,000 new jobs in April. And as we hear from USA Radio's John Clemens, many economists say this could continue for a while.
Economists forecast the strong gains could be the longest in history by later this summer. We get the latest report from Cody Parkinson of the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Total non-farm payroll employment increased by 263,000 in April, and the unemployment rate declined to 3.6%, the lowest rate since December 1969.
I'm John Clemens.
The president tweeting this morning, jobs, 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 in all caps. Protests are heating up again outside the Venezuelan embassy in Washington as backers of Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido and left-wing activists supporting President Nicolas Maduro are clashing again for the third straight day. This is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Bank of America. According to the American Cleaning Institute, 76% of Americans participate in spring cleaning every year. Bank of America Preferred Rewards Executive John Sellers outlines tips and tools that can help you clean up your finances to maximize financial rewards.
Spring cleaning is all about hitting the refresh button, and that includes refreshing your spending and finances to maximize rewards. Try to stick with your favorite brands to accumulate maximum benefits through their rewards programs. Additionally, consider consolidating your savings and investment accounts down to one financial institution. This will simplify your banking, and the balance of your consolidated accounts may also qualify you for a program like Bank of America Preferred Rewards. Our Preferred Rewards members enjoy great benefits, including credit card rewards bonuses of up to 75%, home and auto loan discounts, no fees on select banking services, and more. And as a member's qualifying balances grow with Bank of America, so does their preferred rewards benefits.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/preferred rewards.
There's a report that an undercover FBI investigator met with Trump campaign advisor George Papadopoulos in London in 2016. The New York Times says the investigator posed as a research assistant and wanted to know whether the Trump presidential campaign was working with Russia. President Trump has repeatedly accused the FBI of spying on his campaign. Meanwhile, Democrats remain up in arms that Attorney General William Barr would skip the House hearing yesterday on Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation because he did not want to take questions from staff lawyers, only lawmakers. Vice President Mike Pence says this morning,
members of the Judiciary Committee, elected members of Congress, ought to be able to do their job and ask the questions, and we fully support the Attorney General's decision not to appear.
Record flooding continues in Davenport, Iowa. The Mississippi, at its highest level since 1993, expected to hit 22.7 feet today. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An execution in Georgia overnight. The Georgia man convicted of killing his ex-girlfriend and another woman put to death as Scotty Morrow was executed for the two murders and before he died expressed regret for the 1994 killings, apologizing to the families of the two women. He also shot another woman in that attack, although she survived. He ended up being killed overnight by lethal injection. The editorial page editor of the New York Times is recusing himself from all coverage of the 2020 presidential election. That after his brother entered the race. James Bennett's the brother of Colorado Senator Michael Bennett, who is yet another Democrat who announced candidacy yesterday. Senator Bennett, the 21st Democrat candidate in the race. His brother James Bennett at the Times says he will let his two deputies make all op-ed decisions on 2020 coverage for as long as his brother remains in the race. And the actor behind the original Chewbacca in Star Wars has passed away. Peter Mayhew was a hospital orderly when he tried out for that role of the Wookiee. His 7-foot-3-inch frame helped him land that job pretty quickly. He returned to his job as a hospital orderly until the release of Return of the Jedi, when he was able to make a living as a fan favorite on the convention circuit. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.